The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 8, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on November 6th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Dharapurena.
Dharapurena.
Kamena.
Mohena.
Cha Baliyasa Shesham Griheshu Saktasya Pramatasya Apayati Hi Dharapurena Kamena
Dharapurena Kamena
Mohena Cha Baliyasa Shesham Griheshu Saktasya
Shesham Griheshu Saktasya
Pramatasya Payatihi
Pramatasya Payatihi
Dharapurena Kamena
Dharapurena Kamena
Mohena Cha Baliyasa
Mohena Cha Baliyasa
Shesham Griheshu Saktasya
Shesham Griheshu Saktasya
Pramat Tasya payatihi.
Tasya payatihi.
Dharaparena.
Dharaparena.
Which is never fulfilled.
Kuris yra nepasotinamas.
Kamena.
Kamena.
By a strong aspiration to enjoy the material world.
Dėl nenumaldomo troškimo mėgautis materialiu pasauliu.
Mohena.
By
bewilderment.
Dėl maišaties.
Čia. Also.
Taip pat.
Baliyasa.
Baliyasa.
Which is strong and formidable.
Galingos ir sunkiai įveikiamos.
Shesham. The remaining years of life.
Likusie gyvenimo metai.
Griheshu.
To
family life.
Šeiminio gyvenimo.
Saktasya. Of one who is too attached.
To, kuris yra pernelyg prisirišęs.
Pramatasya.
Mad.
Pamišęs.
Apayati.
Wastefully pass.
Tuščiai praeina.
He. Indeed. Translation and purport, my Srila Prabhupada. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Purport. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age, a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible. Even if one has 100 years, the calculation is that 50 years are wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity, jara vyadhi. This leaves only a few more years, but because of too much attachment to household life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be so trained to be a perfect brahmachari in the beginning of life, and then to be perfect in sense control, following the regulative principles, if one becomes a householder. From household life, one is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go on to the forest, and then accept sannyas. That is the perfection of life. From the very beginning of life, those who are ajitendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as we have seen in the Western countries. Thus, the entire duration of a life of even 100 years is wasted and misused, and at the time of death, one transmigrates to another body, which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as a human being in the life of tapasya, austerity, and penance must certainly be embodied again in a body like those of cats, dogs, and hogs. Therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine.
So, what does this mean? This means we are walking on very thin ice. It's a very dangerous position in this material world. One slip and you're finished. It's like shaving with a straight edge razor. Therefore, one has to be very, very well trained. Not to become carried away by sense gratification. If one is properly trained as a brahmachari, then he will be a grihastha brahmachari. He won't be a fallen grihastha who is breaking the regulated principles. Grihamedi. So it's very, very important that one is trained from the very beginning to see every woman as mother. Therefore, we address the women, Mataji. This is training. And see every woman as mother, not as a sex object. Even a married man. He sees every woman as mother, except for his wife, and she is seen as Devi or goddess. The whole point is that one has to understand that I am not the enjoyer. There is one enjoyer and one enjoyer only, and that is
Krishna.
Now, people may have a hard time with that concept. What? I can't be the enjoyer?
Kaip čia suprasti, aš negaliu būti tas besitenkinantis.
Somebody else to be able to be the enjoyer?
Kažkas kitas turi būti pasitenkinantis?
I don't accept that.
Aš to nepriimu.
That's not fair.
Tai neteisybė.
I want to be the enjoyer.
Aš norėčiau būti besitenkinančiu.
But as a matter of proper understanding.
Bet čia esmė tik tinkamame supratime.
For example, your hand needs nutrition, right?
Pavyzdžiui, jūsų rankai reikia maitinimo.
From the food you eat, your hand requires nutrition.
Tam maistą, kur valgo, pasipelino ranką.
So how will your hand get the nutrition it needs?
Ir kaip reikia tas jėgas suteikti rankai?
Will you soak your hand in a bowl full of dal?
Ar jūs ranką mirkysite pilname
biudelė? In this way, get the nutrition you need for your hand.
Tam, kad gautumėt pilnas jėgas reikalingas rankai?
Or you take that doll, or the hand take the doll and feed it to the stomach, you see?
Ar ta ranka paima maistą ir įdeda į burną, taip nukeliavo į skrandį.
The stomach is the enjoyer of the food.
Taigi skrandis besitenkinantis maistą.
And then the stomach distributes the nutrition to every bodily part.
O skrandis paskirsto tas jėgas po visą kūną.
There's one story in the Vedas.
Yra viena istorija Vedose.
That the bodily parts, they were not very happy.
Kūno dalis buvo nelaimingos.
Serving the stomach.
Bet tarnaujant skrandžiui.
So they went on strike.
Taigi jos kartą susitreikavo.
Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach.
Nemaitinti skrandžio, nemaitinti skrandžio.
In great enthusiasm they were carrying on with their strike. Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach.
Didžiuliu entuziazmu tęsė streiką.
But by the second day of their strike, they were somehow losing their energy.
Bet kitą dieną, streiko dieną, jie kažkaip pradėjo prarasti energiją.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. But the third day of their strike, it was like, don't feed the stomach. I think it's time we call for a meeting of the labor union. So they decided to call off the strike, you see. They realized if we don't serve the stomach, we can't survive. You see? So we are like those foolish bodily parts, we want to go on strike. Don't serve God. God is impersonal.
Dievas yra
there is no God.
Nėra jokio dievo.
God is a myth.
Dievas iš vis yra mitas.
Made up for little children to make them moral and behave.
Kad maži vaikai geriau elgtųsi.
You see, we want to reject this idea of God because we want to be the enjoyers.
Ir mes norim atmesti dievo.
But we should learn from this example of the stomach and the bodily parts and the strike.
Mes turėtume pasimokinti tos istorijos, kaip streikavo kūno dalis.
And realize that our enjoyment is to give enjoyment to Krishna.
Ir suprasti, kad mūsų pasitenkinimas tikrasis yra tenkinti Krishna.
If we try to enjoy separately from Krishna,
jei mes bandysime tenkintis atskirai nuo Krishnos,
we can sometimes think we're enjoying.
Kartais mes galime pamanyti, kad mes tenkinamės.
When the misery is not so bad, we think we're enjoying.
Kai kančios nėra tokios jau ir blogos, tai mes galvojam, kad mes tenkinamės.
But note, it's simply, our material happiness is simply if when the material suffering is not as bad, we think, now I'm enjoying.
Bet esmė tame, kad kai tos materialios kančios nėra didelios, mes galvom, kad mes tenkinamės.
We are still in a suffering condition.
Bet mes vis tiek esame kančios stadijoje.
Even in our so-called enjoyment.
Net ir mūsų vadinamame pasitenkinime.
Because the suffering is not as bad as it is sometimes, we think, oh, now I'm enjoying.
Nes kai kartais būna ta kančia netokia ir didelė, mes galvom, oh, dabar gerai jaučiuos.
So, as long as we try to enjoy separately from Krishna, we must suffer in this way, sukha dukkha, sukha dukkha, sukha dukkha.
Tol, kol mes bandome pasitenkinti atskirai, mes pastovai turime blaškytis tarp sukha ir dukkha.
So, my dear devotees, I humbly request you this.
Taigi, aš norėčiau jūsų paprašyti.
Please do not cheat yourselves by going after material enjoyment. By doing so, you're giving yourself nothing but suffering. Try instead to always give enjoyment to Krishna. Because by so doing, you're feeding the stomach. The stomach becomes pleased. And every single part of the body becomes nourished, including the hand that feeds the stomach. So if you will simply give your loving service to Krishna, you will be happy. Krishna will be happy. And you can make the whole world happy.
See,
that is Krishna consciousness. So don't be cheated by this so-called happiness of the material world. You take the real happiness, Krishna consciousness. This is the message of the Acharyas. They are advising us to take to the real path of happiness. So we have to take it as it's coming down from the Acharyas. We should not try to concoct our own ideas. Whatever is coming down, we should take it as the Parampara's mercy upon us. Even if it sometimes seems contradictory. If it's mentioned last night at the lecture at the Vedic Culture Center, the fall, no fall controversy. Did we fall from the spiritual world or did we not fall from the spiritual world? Both things are stated in Prabhupada's books, actually. 95% Prabhupada says we fell from the spiritual world. It's more like 99%. In one place there's a mention that we don't fall from the spiritual
world.
So what is one supposed to do when you come up against these apparent contradictions? Well, I was trained by Vishnujana Swami how to deal with it. And Prabhupada told me that I had been trained by the expert. He told me, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnujana Swami. And he taught me how to deal with these controversies. They're both true.
You see.
Does it make sense materially?
Bet ar materialiai tai
no.
Suvokiama, ne?
Does it make sense spiritually?
Ar dvasiškai?
Yes,
taip.
It does. They're both true. So instead of thinking, well, Prabhupada was wrong here, he somehow made a mistake in his books, and this one's right and this one's wrong. Don't think that way. Instead of judging Prabhupada as some conditioned soul who's making mistakes in his books, which is a great offense against which is a great offense against Srila
Prabhupada.
One should try to understand how they are both true. So, okay. Prabhupada said we did fall from the spiritual world. One place he said we didn't. So how do you match those together? How do you fit it all together in one thing? I'm traveling all over the world. And twice a year I cross the international date line going east.
Peržengiu laiko juostą, kuri keliauja į rytus.
Once a year I fly from New Zealand to Argentina to Chile, and once a year from New Zealand to from Los Angeles to from Sydney to Los Angeles.
Vienais metais į Sidnį Los Andželą, kitais iš Naujosios Zelandijos į Argentiną.
So I noted an amazing thing when I would fly from Sydney to Los Angeles.
Ir pastebėjau vieną tokį nuostabų dalyką, kai skridau iš Sidnio į Los Andželą.
We would be about 7 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock, we'd be packing our bags to get to the airport in time, you know, for the international flight. And I noted that the time we arrived in Los Angeles was before we left from Sydney. In other words, at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting on the airplane in Sydney. And 3 hours before that, I'm getting off the plane in Los Angeles. You may say, that's not possible. That couldn't be true. But I can prove it. I can show you exactly the flight schedule and all the timings and everything. It's true. I actually arrive in Los Angeles 3 hours before we left from Sydney. So what does this tell me about the foul, no foul controversy? If such an amazing thing can happen the time when you cross the international date line, just imagine what even more inconceivable thing can happen the time when you cross the Virajal River. Actually, when you enter the spiritual world, it will be before you fell down into the material world. Let me repeat that. When you go back to Godhead, you will arrive back to Godhead before you fell into the material world. You say, well, how's that possible? Well, Prabhupada says time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. In other words, there is no time in the spiritual world. So there was no time when you actually fell from the spiritual world. And when you go back, there will be no time when you ever left the spiritual world. So actually, you never really even fell down. Your fall down was simply virtual.
Ir tas jūsų puolimas praktiškai kaip paėmus virtualus.
Like a dream state, you see.
Kaip sapno būsena.
So actually, both concepts are true.
Iš tikrųjų, tos dvi koncepcijos yra teisingos.
We did fall from the spiritual world.
Mes puolėme iš dvasinio pasaulio.
But actually, when you go back there, it will be as if you never fell.
Bet kai jūs ten grįžit, bus lygiai taip pat, kad ir jūs nepuolės būtumėt.
So, these controversies, it's not that we have to go with one side or the other. We have to take everything that Prabhupada says.
Šiaip prieštaravimai neturi būti taip, kad pasirinkti vieną ar kitą pusę. Mes turim viską priimti, ką Prabhupada sakė.
And we have to understand that it's all true.
Ir turim suprasti, išsiaiškinti, kad visa tai yra tiesa.
You may say, but that's inconceivable.
Galima pasakyti, kad tai nesuvokiama.
And I say, yeah, you're right, it is inconceivable.
Jo, galiu patvirtinti, taip, tai nėra suvokiama.
But when you purify your senses by the process known as bhakti yoga, you will experience and realize all of these things which are inconceivable to the mundane brain. It's also stated that there's one of two positions, you understand? Eternally conditioned and eternally liberated.
Amžinai išvaduotas ir amžinai sąlygotas.
Nitya siddha, nitya buddha. So how could you be eternally liberated and eternally conditioned?
Taigi kaip manoma būti amžinai išsivadavus ir amžinai sąlygotas?
How can the eternally liberated soul become eternally conditioned and going back to be eternally liberated again?
Kaip gali būti amžinai išsivadavus ir siela tapti amžinai polus sąlygotai ir po to vėl grįžti į amžinai
It's inconceivable, isn't it? But you remember that there's no time in the spiritual world. Time only exists in the material world. So again, when you fall from the spiritual world, there was no time when that actually happened. And that means you've always been in the material world, because there was no time when you left the spiritual world. And when you go back to the spiritual world, where time, there is no time, there was no time you were in the spiritual world. So therefore, eternally conditioned or eternally liberated. So devotees who want to, you know, negate things that are written in Prabhupada's books are not very intelligent. They're actually being offensive. We have to take everything that Prabhupada said, even if it's inconceivable to our tiny little brains. We have to have faith in everything that Prabhupada said. You know what will happen if you do? Do you know what will happen if you have complete faith in every word that comes out of Prabhupada's lotus mouth? This is stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Chapter 6. Text number 23. Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata goro tasyaite kyatita hirata prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in every single word that comes from the spiritual master's mouth and everything that Krishna says, only unto them is the Vedic knowledge revealed. So anybody who talks about these controversies, they just haven't put enough faith in Prabhupada's word. That that unflinching faith makes, the more we have unflinching faith in Prabhupada's words, the more we become dear to Prabhupada. Prabhupada Priya. We should all try to become Prabhupada Priya. Very, very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. By having absolute, total, complete faith in every word that Srila Prabhupada said. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay, Devi Ji, you're first.
I was just thinking about eternally conditioned and eternally
liberated. Okay.
What is the difference between eternally conditioned and eternally liberated? So, I was just thinking that eternally conditioned is as long as we are enjoying our senses, gratifying senses, that is eternally conditioned. But those people who are not gratifying their senses, they are eternally liberated here also.
So, what's the question then?
And the question, I'm trying to put
a... You making a comment?
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate your comment.
Taigi buvo komentaras.
Want to add on to that?
Sure.
Taigi buvo komentaras, kad kuo skiriasi amžinai puolusi siela nuo amžinai išsivadavusios. Amžinai puolasi, tai tenkina savo jūslės, amžinai išsivadavusi, tai tenkina Krišnos jūslės. Ir yra tas posmas, iš Bhaktivinoda Samrita Sindhu, kad galima būti dar ir šiam pasauliu išsivadavusi siela.
One can be a liberated soul even in this world.
That's the point.
As confirmed by Srila Prabhupada, He said, deathlessness begins from the moment of initiation. Provided that one strictly follows the orders received from the spiritual master. Mataji has quoted a verse from the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. For one who engages his body, words, and mind in the service of the Lord fully is already a liberated soul, even in all conditions of this material existence. And it is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada in a purport about Prithu Maharaj. He says, normally we think of liberation as when you die, and you know, the death you get liberated. You know, die in Krishna consciousness, you know. But Prabhupada says, if we follow in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, one can become liberated even within the present body.
Bet Prabhupada sako savo komentare, kad jei seksite Prithu Maharajo pavyzdžiu, jūs galite išsivaduoti prieš mirti, būdami dar šiame kūne.
So that's a nice thing to think about when you're chanting your rounds. Let me really get into my japa, you know. Let me really get into my devotional service, because if I really get it, really do it perfectly, I can become a liberated soul even before leaving my material body. Question. Yeah.
I was willing to ask what kokį pavidalą turėtų medituoti neofitas, kai jisai kalba savo 16 ratų, sakykime. Ar tai turėtų būti Krishna Radharani kažkur Vrindavano miškelį, ar tai turėtų visatos pavidalas būti, ar ką jūs parekomenduotų labiau?
So, while chanting our 16 rounds, on what should we meditate? On Radha Krishna in the forest, or Viratrupa, or what you can recommend?
Here's what Prabhupada explained. While chanting japa, try to feel the presence of Krishna.
Kartuojant japa, pasistenk pajusti Krishnos buvimą.
If you can't do that, fix your mind on the sound of his name. If you, within the sound of Krishna's name, every single pastime of Krishna is right there within the sound of the name.
Švento vardo garse egzistuoja visos Krishnos formos.
Krishna walking in the forest. Krishna taking, popping a glob jamun. Krishna dancing with the gopis. Krishna lifting Govardhan.
Krishna
subduing Kaliya Nag. Krishna standing on the bank of Jamuna at Keshigat. All those nectarian, overflowing with rust, lilas of Krishna are fully encapsulated within the two syllables Krishna. So, Prabhupada advises, feel the presence of Krishna, and if you can't do that, just fix your mind on the syllables Krishna.
Jauskite Krishnos buvimą, o jei tai neišėna, reikia susikoncentruoti į Krishna skiemenis.
That's all you have to do.
Garsą. Tai reikia tai daryti.
Questions more? Yeah.
Aš gal garsiau galiu kalbėti. Čia įrašai reikia. Aš, kaip mokytas, į pirmą klausimą jau atsakė, kaip nekeista, kelintą kartą užduodu, bet paskui pasibaigė. Dabar tokie du klausimai. Vienas būtų, tai toks yra apibrėžimas, fanatizmas. Dabar daugelį tas fanatizmas skirtingai pasireiškia, bet kai pasižiūri iš esmės į religijos esmę, viską, kai praktikuoji, tai to fanatizmo jo kaip ir nelieka, jis kaip ir nereikalingas, nes to kaip ir nėra, nes tu pasineri ir viskas paprasčiausiai. Ir daugelis žmonių pradeda manyti, kad fanatikas čia kažką daro, kaip mokytas apibrėžtų, kaip to pojūčių nejaus. Ir kitas toks paprastas klausimas mažiem vaikam nuo 8 metų, kokį skaičių galima būtų padaryti džiapai kartuoti, nes daleiskime, tas 108 tai jau per daug, jie paprasčiausiai nesusikoncentruos, tai vat viskas.
Ok, so there is two questions. One question is about fanatism.
We'll take one question at a time. Give me the first question.
It's about fanaticism.
Fanaticism? Okay.
Fanaticism. When we are doing some service for Krishna, we are just go deeper and that's all. So what is this fanaticism? What is it?
Fanaticism means you don't know why you're doing it.
Fanaticism tai reiškia, tu nežinai, ką tu darai pats, tiesiog darai.
Religion without philosophy is fanaticism.
Religija be filosofijos tai reiškia fanatizmas.
You say, well, I put this clay on my forehead, I put on this robe, and I come here and I bow down. I don't know why in the world I'm doing this, but I'm doing it because everybody else is doing it. I don't know why I'm doing it. That's fanaticism.
Na, pavyzdžiui, aš užsidedat tilaką, užsidedat duoti, ateinat, nusilenkėt, bet iš vis nežinot, dėl ko tai darai, tiesiog sekat kitai žmonėmis.
You know why you're doing it, there's no question of fanaticism.
Ir jei jūs žinot, dėl ko tai darot, tai net nebelieka klausimas apie fanatizmą.
Even if you're doing it with great, unabashed enthusiasm and fervor.
Ir jei jūs darot su pilnu užsidegimu ir entuziazmu.
If you know why you're doing it, you're not a fanatic.
Jei jūs žinot, dėl ko tai darot, jūs nesate fanatikas.
You're just one of those fired up Lithuanian devotees.
Tada jūs esate vienas iš tų užsidegusių lietuviškų baktų.
Yes.
In this short second question.
Oh, the second question, okay.
It's about, for small children, 108 rounds beads are too big. So what is, like, there is small beads. Is it good for small children?
Have tiny beads for their hands?
The smaller, well, like, sure. Smaller, like 64 or 16 rounds
beads.
No, they're too small. They can just chant on their lips. They don't need to have beads if they're small children.
Nu, jei jie per maži vaikai, tai galima be karolių kartuoti.
Not necessary for them to use beads. They won't. If the child is so small, he won't properly honor and respect the beads. He might put them in his mouth, or who knows, you know. Now, only when they know how to honor and respect the beads properly, then you give them beads.
Kai jis jau užaugs ant tiek, kad jis galėtų suprasti ir gerbti tuos karolius, tada...
They may just flow on the floor, you know, something like that. It's very disrespectful. Don't give them beads until they can actually treat the beads in a very respectful, worshipful way.
Nes kitaip jie gali numesti ant žemės, nepagarbiai. Reikia duoti tada jam karolius, kai jie galės su pagarba.
And by then, 108, they can handle 108 beads with no problem. Next question. Sankirtan.
Kas yra procesas, kada pas mus gimsta tas pilnas tikėjimas į moteris yra palaipsninis, kiek jisai trunka ir kokie yra pagrindiniai elementai, kurie suteikia tą tikėjimą?
Koks yra procesas?
Ar jisai palaipsninis, ar jisai trunka?
What is the process for a full faith? Is it gradual or how we develop it?
Yes. How to develop full faith?
It's about spiritual master. To the spiritual master.
Spiritual master. In full faith in the spiritual master? Actually, faith is one.
Iš tikro, tikėjimas yra viena.
If you have faith, real faith in Krishna means faith in Guru.
Jei jūs turit pilną tikėjimą į Krishna, reiškia, jūs turit...
And real faith in Guru means faith in Krishna.
O jei turit pilną tikėjimą į Guru, tai reiškia, turit...
So if you have faith, then it includes everyone.
Tada būna toks tikėjimas,
you can't have faith in Krishna and doubt the Guru.
Jūs negali turėti tikėjimą į Krishna, bet abejoti Guru.
Nor can you have faith in Guru and doubt Krishna.
Ir atvirkščiai.
So how to develop firm faith? That's very properly explained by Rupa Goswami. In the beginning, we have what is called preliminary faith. It's like baby faith. It's not mature. That's called Shraddha. But that one has some faith that this is a wonderful process. I'd like to get into this. So then one associates with devotees. That's called sadhu sangha. And by associating with Vaishnavas, then the faith becomes stronger. And then one sees, well, what do these devotees do? They accept Guru, they surrender to their spiritual master, they follow the spiritual master's orders, so I will also do. That's called Bhajana Kriya. And then by following the orders of your spiritual master, what happens is there's a gradual cleansing away of all the dirt accumulated for millions and billions of lifetimes. These dirts are called anartha. And by serving the order of the spiritual master, you go through a stage called anartha nivritti, where these dirts are removed from the heart. And as these dirts are more and more removed from the heart, your faith becomes stronger, stronger, stronger. And then by serving your Guru Maharaj, gradually you reach a point where there's no more influence of Rajagun and Tamagun in your heart. And then you achieve the stage known as Nishta, or firm faith. Unflinching faith. So that's the process, how to go from preliminary faith to firm faith. It requires Vaishnavas and it requires Guru. And it requires surrender. Anything else? Yeah.
Kad reiškia vaikas gali kartoti prižiūrint džiapą ant džiapos karolių netgi ant tų lasinių, bet reikia prižiūrėti ir turėti mokėti vaiką, kad maišelį turėtų. Tai yra taip pat tarnyba, kad išimt mokėtų pasakyti Džai Šri Krišna Čaitanya, atsisveikina su Krišna, sukartojas ratą vėlgi. Ir ant to paties rato, čia mano nukas kartoja, reiškia, ant tų pačių karolių, reiškia, jis gali tik pakartoti tiek, kiek jis tai dienai nori, kiek jis gali kartoti. Tarkim, 108 karoliukų, jie yra nedideli, bet jis kartoja už visus savo šeimos narius po 3 karoliukus. Ačiū.
Čia kaip komentaras, jo?
Čia kaip komentaras praktinis. Kaip
it's like a vaikai. Comment. It was a comment about chanting for small children.
Ah.
She have a grandchild. So they, what they are doing, they are watching how he's chanting, like few rounds only, not rounds, but few beats, but they're watching and teaching him how to chant, the disrespect, the honor, like this.
Oh, very good. So you have to judge according to the individual child, you know, there's no hard and fast rule. When the child has the understanding of how to properly respect the beings, any me given beings.
Jeigu vaikas turi supratimą, kaip teisingai elgtis ir pagerbti karolius, tada galima tokį.
Any other question?
Norėjau paklausti, ar atsidavęs neofitas, jisai jaučia transcendentinį lygį ar pasiekė jį, kada nu, laikinai kas įtakuoja tai?
So, I wanted to ask, if a neophyte devotee can get some transcendental feelings for some time, and who is affecting, who is like how it's working?
Yes, I remember Prabhupada, one neophyte devotee told Prabhupada in the kirtan, Prabhupada, I cry in the kirtan. I have tears coming down my face when the kirtan is going on. He told
Prabhupada. Minėjo, kad aš per jūsų kirtiną tiesiog verkiau.
Prabhupada said, that is the crying of the soul.
Prabhupada sakė, tai siela verkia.
So even a neophyte devotee, he may feel some spiritual emotions.
Netgi neofitas atsidavęs, kartais jaučia dvasinės emocijas.
It's actually very nice. He's getting special mercy from Krishna.
Jis gauna specialią malonę nuo Krishnos.
Any other questions? Yeah. You're next.
Paskaitoje mokytojas minėjo, kad jeigu vyrai nenori nupulti, jie turi moterį žiūrėti kaip į motinas ir savo žmoną kaip į dėvę. O kaip turi žiūrėti vyrus moteris, jeigu jos nenori nupulti?
So you mentioned in the class that men should see the woman as a mother.
Hmm.
But how a woman should see the man?
What is the opposite?
Yeah.
Son.
Sonos.
A woman should see all men as her sons. A woman should see all men except her husband as her sons.
Moteris turi žiūrėti visus vyrus išskyrus savo asmeninį vyrą kaip į sūnus.
Huh?
What does it mean to take care, like, how in practical way?
The whole point is you don't see them as sex objects.
Visa idėja tame, kad nežiūrėti juos kaip į sekso objektus.
Maraji.
You said that spiritual emotions is all right, but in that case, if someone starts thinking that, oh, I'm getting spiritual emotions and I'm great, and they go into the Sahajism, then what?
They do what? They go into what? They go into what?
Sahajism.
Sahajism, okay.
Kaip apsireiškia kažkokie neofitui ekstatiniai požymiai, jis gali pagalvoti, o koks aš didis ir apsireiškia tokie
sakadžizmo
požymiai.
For example, someone may feel some genuine emotion in the kirtan, they're crying.
Kas jaučia tikrus ekstazės požymiai.
And then what they do is they kind of turn around so everybody can see their tears. They want to show everyone that they were crying. They're proud. Now I want everyone to see that I was crying during the kirtan. You see? So that means they're getting puffed up. And that's very dangerous for their spiritual well-being. So one should not think that just because I cried in the kirtan that now I've achieved the Paramahamsa state. Surely I've realized my rasa now. I don't need to come to Mangalarti anymore, I've gone beyond the sadhana stage. Because I cried in the kirtan, Prabhu. So I must surely obtain bhava already, Now it's a shadow of bhava, you see. It's a sneak preview, like a trailer for the movie, You're not getting the whole movie yet, Prabhu. You're only getting a trailer, okay? So don't think the trailer means you've gotten the whole movie now. I cried one tear in a kirtan one day, so now I've reached the bhava stage. Thank you very much for giving that nice warning to us. Okay, next question. Yeah.
Aš pastebėjau tokį dalyką, kad sankirtanos baktai, jie daugiau koncentruojasi tai, kad reiškia, aš nesu šitas kūnas. Kiti, kurie šventikui tarnauja, tai čia taip tarnybas kažkokias užsiema viską, ten, kad ir Krišna aukščiausias dievas. Nu, iš tikrųjų, ar čia turi eiti lygiai greičiai kažkaip, ar kažką konkrečiau daugiau reikia koncentruotis, va taip kiekvienam patirma, kad daugiau, kad aš ne šitas kūnas, va kaip čia yra iš tikrųjų?
Tai čia dvi dalis, kad aš nesu šitas kūnas į sankirtanos baktai.
Labiau sankirtanos baktai koncentruojasi tai, kad aš ne šitas kūnas. Ir čia ar visiems rekomenduojama labiau tai koncentruoti? Nu, tiesiog komentarai.
Labai sudėtingai čia.
koncentruotis.
Tai jos kopės.
Jo, į ką koncentruoti?
Ar į ką?
Ar į tarnystę, ar į tarnystę, kad Krišna aukščiausias Dievo asmuo, ar kad ne šitas kūnas?
So, on what we should more concentrate? On that we are not this body, or on the service to Krishna?
Service to Krishna.
Tarnystę Krishna reikia koncentruotis.
Because then automatically you realize you're not your body. But if you simply think, I'm not this body, then you're not doing any devotional service. So you just, whatever instruction you receive from Guru, you take that as your life and so. And then automatically you will be Brahman realized.
One more question. Alright.
So there is some stages then like to think that you are a subtle body like this something.
We don't need the stages.
Ne, nėra čia jokių pakopų.
The sages don't need the stages.
Išminčiam nereikia pakopų.
Just follow the instruction of your spiritual master.
Tiesiog reikia sekti dvasinio mokytojo nurodymus.
And then immediately you are liberated.
Tada jau automatiškai bus.
Without any stages.
Be jokių ten tų pakopų.
Just like there's two ways you can take off a band-aid.
Yra, pavyzdžiui, du būdi kaip...
Band-aid, you know, you put it on your cut. Yeah. There's two ways to remove a band-aid. You can pull it off one hair at a time and go or you can go finished. So you can take it off in little stages. It's very painful and laborious. But just take the order of Guru Maharaj and then ship finish. Immediately you're liberated. And this way. Okay, next question. Yes. You're next.
Aš turiu tokį klausimą, kadangi dabar Kartikos mėnu ir mes Damodar Aštakam dainuojam. Tai norėčiau, kad mokytojas papasakotų Damodaras, viešpats Damodara, kokį jisai viešpatė savybę prekia, ką viešpats nori parodyti tą lilą.
So now it's Kartika month and we sing every day Damodar Aštakam. So I wanted to ask what Krishna wants to show us in with this Damodara Lila. With this.
Are you coming to my lecture? Tonight's the Damodara Aštakam lecture in Vilnius? Is tonight my lecture on the Damodara Aštakam in Vilnius? Yeah. Are you coming to Vilnius tonight? I'm giving a whole lecture to answer your question tonight. I'm giving an entire lecture on the meaning of the Damodara Aštakam prayers tonight.
Then you leave me no choice.
Huh?
You leave me no choice.
Jai. We'll see you tonight. Okay, next question. Yours, Robin. Back to Rabindra. Yeah.
You explain to me that the soul is dreaming. The soul is dreaming. We're dreaming. So we're in this material creation, but as we're talking about, we're also in the spiritual world. But the soul is described as sitting in the region of the heart within the body. The soul in the spiritual world isn't the same soul in two different places.
Taigi buvo paaiškinta, kad mes iš tikrųjų miegame ir mes iš tikrųjų esame dvasiniam pasaulyje, bet dar yra toks pasakymas, kad siela randasi širdyje. Taigi ar čia ta pati siela širdyje, kur ir dvasiniam pasaulyje ta siela?
It's all within the energy of Krishna.
Tai visa tai yra Krishnos energijoje.
So, the spiritual world, the material world is all Krishna's energy. Krishna is there with everything. It's a matter of your consciousness. You are situated within the material body right now, that's a fact.
Tai priklauso nuo jūsų sąmonės. Jūs iš tikro, tikrai faktas yra, kad randatės materialiam.
Your identity in the spiritual world right now is in a dormant state. It's not awakened.
Dvasiniam pasaulyje dabartinis jūsų tikrasis kūnas yra neveikliojų būsenų.
You're materially awake and spiritually asleep.
Jūs materialiai pabudęs, dvasiškai užmygęs.
Therefore, your consciousness is now reposed, is now situated here within the material energy. That's where it is. It's not in the spiritual world, your consciousness.
Dėl to jūsų sąmonė randasi materialiam pasaulyje, ne dvasiniam.
Your identity is there.
Bet jūsų tapatybė tai ten.
But your consciousness is here right now.
Bet sąmonė būtent čia.
So by purifying your consciousness, then your identity will be transferred back to its original position.
Taigi, apvalius sąmonė, jūsų tapatybė bus perkelta vėl į jūsų prigimtinę padėtį.
Okay, next question.
Mikrofonas. Sakau, kad vasiniam pasaulyje sielą sapnuoja. Tai ir tas sapnas, tai kaip materiali egzistencija yra. Tokia, tai tada kokio pobūdžio tie sapnai yra vasiniam pasaulyje ir negi ten tokie kaip ir visi nu, kaip grįžti į dvasinį pasaulyje, ne, grįžti į savo tą pirminę poziciją. Ir kažkas
daugiau
teks nuėti negotėmės. Ar ne? Na, moktas paaiškinti galėtų plačiau. Čia, šito, koks ten pobūdžiai
tiesa? Jai, Kedarnath Prabhu, ki jai.
So you told that when... soul in a spiritual world is dreaming. And when she is dreaming...
That he's here.
Yeah. But if we need
and because of that, his consciousness has been transferred here.
Yeah, but when we come back to that spiritual world, maybe we need to, we will go to sleep again, and again we will dream.
You could.
Jo, tai įmanoma, tai galima.
That because the living entity is he not only his spiritual energy, but he also is the tattva energy.
Tai dėl to, kad gyvoji esybė nėra tik tais dvasinė energija.
He has the ability at any time for all of eternity to come back in the material nature. However, why does Krishna say Punar Janmana Vidyate, they never take breath again? Because of the principle known as once burned, twice shy. You may stick your the little child may stick his hand in the fire once to see what it's like.
Vaikas kartą gali įkišti.
But you couldn't pay him to do it a second time.
Bet kai gaus tas skausmą, daugiau nebebandys.
But you couldn't pay him to do it a second time. You see, he won't do it again.
Jokiu būdu.
So a living entity can fall down millions of times, actually.
Gyvoji būtybė gali milijonus kartų pult.
But he won't.
Bet to nebus.
Because he'll learn his lesson and he'll never do it again.
Jis gauna pamoką, daugiau tik nekada.
So just get out now and be assured that by the words of Krishna, you'll never fall again. Make every endeavor to get out of this material world now. And then you're home forever. You never have to worry about anything. Work now, samadhi later. Work very hard to absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness. Knowing that once you attain prema, then you're set for all of eternity and you have to worry anymore about anything. Okay.
Aš norėjau truputėlį paklausti apie ten tos sapnus dvasinio pasaulio.
Ar iš vis?
Ar jeigu jie yra, tai kokie tada tenas?
But there is some dreams in a spiritual world. The souls are dreaming in spiritual world.
Yeah, he's dreaming that he's here.
But, like, we are dreaming. So maybe they also are going to sleep every night and also they have dreams.
Oh, you mean regular dreams? Like, that you'll find out when you go there. Okay. Dr. Varadi Gabor.
Microphone. I have a similar question about spiritual body. How can exist form beyond space and time? And how spiritual beings are interacting with each other?
What's he saying?
How can form exist beyond space?
How can form exist beyond space and time?
And there's another question too.
And that is called transcendental form. Okay.
Taigi, kaip gali egzistuoti forma virš anapus laiko ir erdvės ir kaip jos sąveikoja tarpusavyje?
This is the Mayavadi's position. They say form cannot exist beyond time and space. But form does but spiritual form does not depend on time and space for its existence. That is the nature of transcendental form. Does that answer your question?
Partially.
All right, now what's the other half?
All spiritual beings having that form are interacting between each other. We are moving, we are acting with our material body. But having spiritual body, what are the possibilities to express yourself? Or
can you express yourself with the spiritual body?
Yes.
Oh, very nicely. Huh?
When you have your spiritual form, then how do they interact?
You've not read the Krishna book? Yeah, one cowherd boy, he'll throw a glob jamun down the mouth of the other cowherd boys. They are getting it back very nicely.
But we are looking at those pastimes with the materialized and we think that they have a form, what the form they have, it is like ours.
Now we're a very reflection of their form.
Mes žiūrime tas formas iš materialios pusės, galvom, kad čia kaip mūsų kūnai jų, bet iš tikrųjų mes esam atspindys viso to.
Time is actually up.
Ir laikas baigės jau.
So, if you have any more questions, bring them to Vilnius tonight. As I mentioned, we'll be going into the wonderful, subtle aspects of the Damodar Lila tonight. Come to Vilnius and relish the bliss of Damodar's transcendental Lila. Or do it here if you can't come to Vilnius. Thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Divine Grace, Sankarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna.